Blog Talk Radio.
So, why refresh?
Honestly, because I believe that's how they will feel at the end of the show. Refreshed. Good afternoon. I'd like to welcome you to Refresh, hosted by NHISG Sports Media. My name is Regina Johnson, and I'll be your host for the afternoon. But before we get ready to get into the show, I dare not exit out without welcoming our live studio audience to Refresh. Good evening. I want to welcome you to Refresh. Shout out to Princess Cooper and NHISG for sponsoring this show. We want to thank you so much for tuning in this past week. We're celebrating our anniversary service, my goodness, I'm thinking about church, anniversary show. It started over a year ago, and man, I'm so grateful to be here. Hey, look, I'm coming to you today from 242 in the Woodlands, Texas, and I'm sitting here eating a chicken salad at Panera Bread. It is good, so I figured since we're here, might as well give them a quick shout out. Hey, look, also, I don't know if you've ever considered it, but if you have been paying attention to our Facebook posts, you can see or you can tell your friends, you know, if you have like a business or anything like that, or maybe a ministry, and you'd like to get the word out about the work in which you're doing, you can advertise with us. Look it up, NHISG Sports Media. You can now advertise on our shows. So take advantage of that. Hey, look, today's show is about nothing more, nothing less than never giving up on yourself. Coming to the place where we make up our mind that, you know what, no matter how bad it looks, no matter how tough it gets, I'm not going to give up on me. My guest today here with me on the show is Sandra Washington. She's supposed to join me on last Thursday, but she's here today on I'll Never Give Up On Me. Hey, Chantrell, thank you so much for being a part of the show today.
You're welcome.
Hey, Chantrell, when I started talking about never giving up on me, how many times in your life, honestly, can you think about times when you literally wanted to give up? And we're saying give up. I'm not talking about just like give up, eating cookies, give up, having coffee. I'm talking about just literally want to just like walk away. You know, like I'm a mom. I can't do it anymore. I'm married. I don't, today is a bad day, right?
Yeah.
You have those days, but what is it that made you keep moving forward?
Just wanting to have a better life and realizing that it wasn't going to happen unless I kept going.
Okay, hey, look, all right, I see you trying to do the whole cute thing. Let's just be real. If we're going to do this show, let's just be real. We're talking about not giving up. Have you ever been at the place where you just really wanted to, like, chunk this?
Yes.
And just walk out?
Yes.
Let's talk to the people about that. Go ahead.
Like an example or
yeah,
just
like,
period?
I mean, let's just talk. There is somebody that's out here listening that I'm telling you, girl, we wouldn't be doing the subject if there wasn't somebody that was ready to give up.
Okay. For instance, last week, I'm working at a child care facility, but I've also been working on starting my own business. And I'll start and I'll stop and I'll start and then I'll stop. And so I was sitting there at the job and I was like, oh my God, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't understand what I'm doing here. And so I started looking for another job. I started putting in applications and then I was like, okay, well, why don't I just pursue what it is that I continue to give up on?
Okay.
And so then I would start doing it again.
Hold on 1 second. You're saying, why don't I pursue what?
Yeah,
I keep
this
giving
sounds
up
crazy,
on. You know,
but no. that's what I keep doing.
You know what? There's a lot of people here. They go, why don't I just finally make up my mind? They become frustrated. Let me just put it like this. They become frustrated because they can't see or experience what it is that they really want. But the reason why they don't want to is because they keep giving up on it. Keep going.
Yes. So, like I said, I would start and then I would stop and I would start and then I would stop.
Why would
and
you
I had,
stop?
because I think I'm the type of person that I feel like I have to have all my ducks in a row before I start doing something. I feel like everything has to be lined up or everything has to be perfect. And when it's not lined up, then I stop.
I don't think it's a bad thing if you want to put things in order. I think it's a bad thing, though, when you keep starting and then you just kind of stop. Let me ask you this question. What makes you, I mean, like, really, what makes you stop? Not just, okay, it's not all in order. What makes you stop? What is that feeling, you know, that comes over you, go, you know what? I can't do this anymore.
Sometimes, just to be honest, sometimes it's just being lazy. Not putting in the work.
Putting in the work.
Right.
Lazy and not putting in the work.
Right. Realizing that what I want is just sometimes it's too hard to get to.
Right, right.
Or there's too much that I have to do
right.
to get to. Or too much that I have to let go of to get to.
In order to get to it.
Yes.
Have you ever had anything to where, like, you get postponing it and you realize that if I had just stuck to it, I would be done?
Yes.
What is that?
I think the event planning.
Okay.
Or can I say weight loss? Can I say that?
Sure, you can say whatever you've been quitting.
Because I'd quit that too.
No. Oh, but like before?
Yes.
Okay.
But had I just stuck with it, I think I would be at my goal right now.
Right, right.
I would be there.
Right.
I would have exceeded it.
So, when I'm saying, you know, we should never give up, right? Just never give up on us.
Mm-hmm.
When we look at our lives, let's just be honest. Have you seen, are there like a lot of places that you wish you had just followed through? Yeah. Yeah.
A lot.
And you can see the results of it, right? Yeah. I love it how we can be so pro everybody else. But we but we cannot push ourselves. You want to talk on that?
One is finishing school.
Okay.
I started, and then I got pregnant, and then I started again, and then I just didn't finish. It was too much,
mm-hmm.
honestly. And sometimes I felt like it. I'll say I felt like it wasn't worth putting the time into it. I kind of sometimes felt like I was too old, or just.
Let me tell you one thing that I've recognized. For every excuse that I have given to not complete something, for the years that I've wasted not doing it, I could have done it twice. Some of it, I could have done it three times. I always use this example of like graduating from college. And I'm excited to say that I'm further along. I'm not trying to get my bachelor's, but I'm really working towards getting my doctorate. But there's some other things that you have to have, like you gotta have your master's, right?
Yeah.
Right. And, right. Mm-hmm. There you go. And so I'm sitting here, I'm watching Tasha like just pound it out like every day. And I kept thinking, you know what? I'm gonna go in and I'm gonna wrap this up because I'm in a dual program where you're doing both at the same time. I'm like, I'm gonna go in here and wrap it up. I'm not gonna let her beat me. I'm gonna go in. I've been at this longer than she has, you know. But then I start looking and I go, you know what, man? But I have this to do and I have that to do and you know I can work on this and I could work on that. For as many times as I've said, I can work on this and I could work on that. I could have had my doctorate probably four times. At least. We're not talking about somebody that's like 20 years old. And once you start hitting like 50 and you start procrastinating, let me tell you something. You procrastinate the next 20 years, you will be 70 years old. When I started looking at it, I started saying, you know what, girl, you don't have any time to waste. And the person that is really the one that's suffering, it's not someone else. It's me. When I have the power to say, you know what, we're going through, I should use it, move forward, and not stop. For every time I stop, I'm letting myself down.
Yeah. And I think that has a lot to do with it, with me. There, I let other stuff get in the way. I mean, I am married, and I do have two children, and I tend to put everything before what it is.
And we're not saying that that's not important, right?
Right. Right. No, it is important.
Right.
But there's sometimes you just kind of got to make time for yourself. Mm-hmm. You got to be able to do stuff for you, and I think that's where I lack. I tend to not do stuff for me.
One thing that I never want to be is I never want to grow old. I know somebody had a joke and said, "You're already old. Don't make me have to hurt somebody." I'm just kidding. Hey, look, but I don't ever want to grow old and say, I wish I could have, should have, would have. I know there are a lot of people that say, you know what? in life, you're going to have those moments that you missed it. Those are the ones that I'm concerned about, where, like, I accidentally missed it, or things didn't fall in place, or whatever. No, I'm talking about the things that I did not press through. I don't want those moments to happen. I didn't push, and so I was unable to see what it was that was really meant for me. Actually living at a different place that I could have been living at a greater place. I could have been in a greater job instead of in the job that I am. I think that it is important that we have this thing that while we are taking care of everyone else, that we have to learn not to give up on ourselves. I watch a lot of parents shift their dreams, their hopes, their vision onto their children because they gave up on their own dreams. I think that says something to your children opposite of what you desire. Many times we think that it's saying to our kids, oh, you know, I sacrifice greatly for you. Oh, I'm here for you. No, what you're showing them is that you have the ability to quit.
Yeah.
You have the ability to quit. And then what we do is we pick out all these celebrities and we pick out athletes. And we say, you know what, I want them to be your role model, or your teacher, or the principal, or the doctor down the street. What about us picking up our bags, moving forward, not quitting, not giving up, and being the biggest role model our children could ever have? How about that?
Yeah, because we're the first ones they see.
Right.
Before they see anything else,
they see us. I don't know about you, but I want my kids to think I'm phenomenal. I want them to think I'm great. I want to blaze a trail that my kids can follow, but they will not have a path to follow unless I choose not to give up on the things that are important to me. Yeah. Hey, look, I have about just a couple more minutes before we get ready to take break, but I want to just challenge you right now to just kind of think about, what are some of the things that you have walked away from that you need to go back and gather up? It's not like, I mean, oh, come on. Oh, let's just be real. All right. I'm not talking about you now 30 and you want to be a cheerleader in high school, or, you know, you want to, you know, you're 50 years old and you want to play professional football. There's some stuff we got to let go of, okay? I'm talking about like those hard things that you want to grab hold of, but you don't. You didn't do what it takes in order to finish those things. What is it in your life that you have been left lagging that you can make happen in your now? Hey, look, I'm going to take a quick break. This is Regina Johnson. You are listening to Refresh. The word of God is true. And if he says that he will never leave us, if he says that he is perfecting the things concerning us, then you best believe that he is. We serve an awesome God who loves us more than we could ever imagine. So to my brothers and my sisters, let's gut it up. Because the outcome is going to be great.
Don't miss Refresh with Pastor Regina Johnson. Every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central.
Quick question, what is your kryptonite? You know, kryptonite, like from the Superman movie. The pieces of krypton that will fall to the earth and then Superman will come in contact with it. Kryptonite. Okay. Small pieces of your past falling into your future, robbing you of your destiny. Kryptonite, what is yours? Is the person down the street, you know, so conveniently always is willing to remind you of who you used to be before you were redeemed? Or is it the memory of a place where you were broken when you were young? A bad marriage? Bad circumstances? I mean, I don't know. Today, I want you to identify what is your kryptonite. Once you grab hold of it, you reduce it to nothingness. Because the season of living a defeated life is over. It's time for us to live unstoppable lives.
To order Unstoppable You by Regina Johnson, go to Lulu.com, Google Books, and Amazon.
Hey, this is Regina Johnson, and you're listening to Refresh, being brought to you by NHISG Sports Media. Hey, look, before I move any further, I want to invite you to join me on Facebook, on Instagram, and on Twitter. Hey, look, my Twitter is Journey Strong. You can meet me there. Kind of keep up with what's going on throughout the week. Also, if you didn't catch the first promo, the first go-round on the show, I want to invite you that if you have a business or ministry and you need advertisement, I want you to know that on NHISG, as sports media, you can advertise with us. As a matter of fact, you can contact me and say, hey, Regina, I want to advertise on your show. Or if there's another show that's more accommodating, you can also advertise on them. I want you to know today we can meet your advertising needs. Hey, look, also, I have this incredible book that I wrote about a year ago. And I'm not telling you that it's awesome because I wrote it. I'm telling you it's awesome because it is a really good read. It's called Unstoppable You. It's about you becoming all that you can become. No boundaries, no limits. I have this wonderful chapter that's in it, and it's talking about Just Jump. It's one of my favorite chapters in the book. It's about my young daughter who was, I think she was 8 years old when she started cliff diving. And, man, the rest of her siblings were too afraid to jump. But she made up her mind that more than her being afraid, she wanted to experience what it felt like to actually make a leap. In our lives, that's what we have to do. Sometimes we just have to make up our minds. I'm going to jump. Knees knocking, terrified, I'm still going to jump. Hey, look, I want to welcome you back to the show. Today's topic is never giving up on yourself. Making up your mind. I'm not going to give up on me. Hey, look, this past week we had the opportunity to be able to have some really interesting subjects. We were celebrating my anniversary week of being on the air for more than a year, and we have been addressing like just the person of you, like making up your mind that I'm going to stand up for me. I'm not going to make life choices that are going to make me miserable. On the show on Friday night, we were asking the question, how did I end up here? I mean, like in relationships that you know aren't going to work. So today I'm discussing you not giving up on you, period. I'm making up my mind that my dreams are valuable. Your dreams are valuable. If you give up on them, then who's going to stand with you in the middle of it? Today, my guest here on the show is Chantrell Washington, and she's kind of given up on some things. And so we're discussing, like, you know, what do you need to do to get out of that funk? And more than that, if I'm giving up on me, how in the world am I going to be able to stand for my friends, my family, my children? Chantrell, welcome to the show.
Hello,
girl. You are so silly. Hey, at the break we were talking about, you said you're kind of frustrated because you actually gave up on college.
I did.
And how does that make you feel, kid?
It makes me feel horrible. I sometimes blame not finding the job that I want or not being able to do things that I want to do on that. I feel like...
Now, hold on 1 second. Before we get started, we already know, I'm not saying that you have to have your bachelor's, have to have your master's in order to be able to get a great job. We're not saying that. If that's not your thing, we're not saying that you can't be some creative ways and come up with a way. She's saying, I feel like by me stopping, it has kept me from advancing. Today's show is about not giving up on you. And so by you quitting college, hush, Tasha, she's going, I'm the one that's going to quit the show, our producer. You better not, girl. Don't give up on me, Tasha. Hey, look, but it makes you feel like by you stopping that you actually are hindering your future. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yes. I felt like it I guess it took a lot away from me.
Explain that.
Just doors that would have been opened or just... I guess just having it on an application would have made a difference.
Do you think it would have made a difference for your boss?
Yes.
Or do you think it would have made a difference in you?
It would have made a difference to me knowing that I had it.
Do you think it would have given you more confidence?
Yes.
And so when you have to write that you haven't finished, how does that make you feel?
Bad. Like not good. Like not worth it.
Okay, well.
Not worth
it. First of all, we're going to put that little fire out because you definitely are. And it doesn't mean that you're not smart. It doesn't mean that you can't get there. And that's something we need for others, even that are listening. Look, okay, so you got a lot of stuff on the back burner. It doesn't devalue you. All it says is that it will increase your value if you go ahead and finish whatever that is that's attached to your destiny, right?
Right.
So let's just get that off the board. Okay, so besides you feeling yuck about it, okay, you can tell I have children. I use words like yuck. You feel yuck about it. When I heard that come out, I'm like going, that is my 12-year-old. Okay. And so you feel bad about it. But can I just say this to you before we go any further?
Yes.
Do not allow that to devalue you from the inside. Now, it might shift some things in the workplace, but you are still very valuable. If you want to do it, do it. But make sure you're doing it for you, not to say, oh, because I don't feel good, or because someone might have spoken into your life and said, you know what, you know, maybe you're just not smart enough or whatever, whatever. That's not the case. Make sure that if you're moving forward to get your degree, that you're not doing it just to be doing it to fix somebody else or to make someone else get off your back. Make sure that's your goal. Now, if that's your goal, I'm going to tell you today, go after it. This is not the season to give up on us. If I won't stand for me, I'm going to ask you a question. Who's going to stand for you?
Nobody.
Nobody's going to stand. Truly. I'm telling you, people only fight for what other people deem worth fighting for.
But you know what? I do it a lot. I do things for other people.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't understand why. It's just I've always been like a people pleaser.
Okay, keep going.
And so when before I leave the house, or if I'm doing something at work or whatever, I'm doing it for affirmation sometimes. I find myself doing things for affirmation.
Really?
Yes.
By you doing that, how many things that are really you get slip by you?
A lot.
Explain that. And the reason why I'm pulling on you is not because I do not understand, but it's because somebody listening today needs to understand how and why they are stuck in the very place that they're stuck in. Let's talk about that. You're saying, you know what? I live my life for others. That's basically what you're saying.
I do. And I'm not saying like everything, like every single thing. But for the most part, yeah, the clothes that I wear, the way that I act, the way that I talk, some of the stuff that I do is for others.
Whoa.
I know. It's horrible.
Okay, come on.
It's bad. I don't. And I've always been that way. Like I think one of the most hurtful things that I did, I don't know if I can talk about it. Okay, so I went to college,
mm-hmm.
and I got pregnant.
Okay.
In like 07.
Okay.
And the only thing that I could think about was, mm-hmm. what is everybody going to say?
I don't think that's like an uncommon thought.
I've gotten all these pats on the back for being the first one to go, and I'm supposed to see.
No, hold up one second. You're the first one in your family to go to college?
Yeah. So not on my dad's side, but on my mom's side.
On your mom's side. Mm-hmm. So you're the first one to go, and then you go, and in your freshman year?
Yes.
In your freshman year, first semester?
Second
semester, you get pregnant. Whoa.
And I aborted the baby.
Whoa! Okay, you caught me on that one. And so?
And I know I did it because I was afraid of what everybody was going to say.
Wow. Now, I can't say I've never done anything like that, but it's just blowing me away to know that there's still a generation that is like 20, almost 30 years. You're like almost 30 years younger than me. How old are you?
28.
28, yeah. You're like clearly like, we could just go ahead and round that boy up and say, you know, I'm 27 years older than you. Yeah, that's pretty crazy. And I remember that was a lot of our lives. But you know what? I hate to say it. There are a lot of females that are making choices still today because they don't want to disappoint someone else. It's not even that selfish thing of like saying, I don't want to take care of the child. I don't want to do this.
I don't think about any of that.
No, I'm worried about what other people are going to think about me.
Right.
And so when you make that decision, how's that left you feeling?
I still think about it. I'm still not over it.
Wow. And how long ago was that?
9 years ago.
Does your family know about this?
Yes, they do.
They do.
My mom knew, my grandmother knew, my sister knew, but only recently. So there's not like a whole lot of people that know. Right.
And the reason why you didn't tell them?
Because I didn't want them to judge me. I didn't want them to be angry. I didn't want them to be upset.
Wow.
Yeah. And I think, and I say I'm not over it because I had my first child,
mm-hmm.
and then when I got pregnant with my second child, I lost it.
Okay.
And I felt like that was the reason why.
You felt like you were being punished,
mm-hmm.
but you know better.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know better now.
Yeah.
But
you thought you were being punished.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
So kind of when I find myself trying to do stuff just to please other people, I think about that and how hurtful it was and how horrible what I did was because I didn't want.
Because you didn't want other people.
Right.
In that moment, can you clearly say and see, I don't even really, I'm just saying this, it's almost like redundant, but can you see how you really were somewhat giving up on you? You could have had the baby and gone to school, you know that, right?
I've seen several people do it since then.
Wow.
And not even more than several.
Right.
So I know that it's possible, I know I could have done it.
So more than having the kid and it being hard, you were more concerned about what others would think. My God. Hey, look, we just have a couple of minutes, so I'm going to go ahead and take the break. But you are listening to Refresh, and our topic today is, you know what, don't give up on you. I'll be back in a few minutes. This is Regina Johnson.
The Word of God is true. And if He says that He will never leave us, if He says that He is perfecting the things concerning us, then you best believe that He is. We serve an awesome God who loves us more than we could ever imagine. So to my brothers and my sisters, let's gut it up. Because the outcome is going to be great.
Don't miss Refresh with Pastor Regina Johnson. Every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central.
Quick question, what is your kryptonite? You know, kryptonite, like from the Superman movie. The pieces of krypton that will fall to the earth and then Superman will come in contact with it. Kryptonite. Okay. Small pieces of your past falling into your future, robbing you of your destiny. Kryptonite, what is yours? Is the person down the street, you know, so conveniently always is willing to remind you of who you used to be before you were redeemed? Or is it the memory of a place where you were broken when you were young? A bad marriage? Bad circumstances? I mean, I don't know. Today, I want you to identify what is your kryptonite. Once you grab hold of it, you reduce it to nothingness. Because the season of living a defeated life is over. It's time for us to live unstoppable lives.
To order Unstoppable You by Regina Johnson, go to Lulu.com, Google Books, and Amazon.
Oh,
Hey, look, guys, I want to welcome you back to Refresh. This is Regina Johnson. Refresh is being brought to you by NHISG Sports Media. I want to give a quick shout-out to my girl, Princess Cooper, and I want to give a special shout-out to my engineer, Tasha Sterling. She is absolutely incredible. You hear him laughing? That's because I'm ready to choke her out, like, at any minute. Hey, look. No, just kidding. She's absolutely incredible. Hey, if you guys have not been listening, you should have been tuned in. But we're going to pick right back up where we dropped off. We're talking about, you know what? Never give up on you. And things that have happened in our lives that made us give up on certain times, eras of our lives. And I just want you to know that if no one else is going to be your cheerleader, you need to become your biggest cheerleader. Before we took our second break, I told, I kind of just asked everyone, think about the things that you have just walked away from that you didn't have to walk away from. You were either talked out of it by a friend or a relative or maybe you. You know, sometimes we have these silent voices within ourselves saying, I'm not smart enough, I'm not good enough, I can't get the job done. And so what I do is I back away. Many, many opportunities have been lost because we gave up on ourselves. Today, we have a special guest here with me who I absolutely love, has given it a powerful testimony of when she was in college and was just so afraid of what other people thought of a decision that she made that has been lasting, not like she a repetitive, but it has been something that has just kind of haunted her for some time. It's Chantrell Washington. We used to do like a quick recap, and we're going to keep moving because I don't want to leave you stuck there. But she was sharing with us that in your freshman year in college, you were the first one to go to college on your mother's side, right? You had some mothers on your father's side that had, but on your mom's side, you're the first. So, right, you're the deal maker, okay?
Right.
And you go, and in your freshman year, your second semester, you end up pregnant. And instead of having the child, you abort it because you were afraid of what others thought.
Yes.
Was that in that moment when you did that, is that when you quit school the first time?
No, I quit. I went into my first semester of my second year, and then I quit after that.
Did that have anything to do with it?
Yes and no. I mean, I kind of fell into a deep state, I guess, where I was just kind of blah. I didn't really want to do anything. I consumed myself with work to kind of take my mind off of it.
Okay.
And just quit, stop going.
So it did. It did. You're saying, no, it didn't. I became depressed. I stayed in my house. Okay, I think we can safely say,
yeah,
it did.
It did.
And so in that moment, you stopped going after your dream.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
But also, my dream when I went to college was to become a corporate attorney. And I realized that I only wanted to do that for the money. There was no passion in it for me.
Uh-huh.
That was the only reason I wanted it. Well, at first I wanted to become a defense attorney because I was told that they make the most money. And then I decided, well, then I'll be a corporate attorney because then I can work for corporations. I can get like deals. I can probably make more money doing that. So everything was centered around money when I originally went.
Well, you know, there's nothing wrong with making money. There's nothing wrong with making money. You know, legally, can we throw that in there too?
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with making money, but it is something wrong with it if you are doing it just for money, because that'll kind of wear out, and if you're doing it for someone else.
Right.
And so you changed your mind.
I did.
And you now know what it is that you really want to do.
Yes.
Okay.
I do.
So go ahead.
I want to start my own business.
Mm-hmm.
I love doing event planning.
Okay.
And not just any kind of event planning. Of course, I'll do the weddings and birthdays, but I really want to do like charity, like big charity.
Oh wow.
Raise money for big foundations.
Really? Is it for the people? Or are you still trying to get money, girl?
No, I'm not still trying to get money. But that's what
I can't have you doing my event and you're just trying to break me now.
No.
Okay.
That's where my heart is. So,
okay.
And that's another thing. I also realized that once I found what it is I wanted to do, then I wouldn't want to give up on doing it because that's the only thing that'll make me happy right
now. That's the only thing that make you happy. All right, so our next part was like, okay, you can't give up on you.
Mm-mm.
Have you ever had, like, I know you're married.
Yeah.
Right? I know this. I'm married too. We have kids. How important do you think it is for us to never give up on our mate? And I'm not talking about give up on them like I'm going to get a divorce, but like just get frustrated with their craziness. and just say, you know what, that's how they're going to be. It's never going to change. I'm just going to do it. Have you ever been at that place?
I have been at that place.
Yeah, me too. I'm just going to go ahead and jump off that cliff right with you. Go ahead.
I've been at that place several times. But I've realized that if nobody else is going to stand in this corner, then it has to be me.
Wow. I love that. I love that.
And I mean, I got to be the one rooting for him if nobody else is.
Nobody else is.
Wow. And his behavior has to change. It'll change eventually.
Right.
You just got to deal with the craziness for a little while. Right. And usually I deal with the craziness and he changes a little bit.
But what if you didn't go the extra mile? Probably wouldn't see the change that you're looking for.
No. Unnecessary arguing.
Right.
It would just create a whole big mess.
You know what we start talking about? Not giving up on me, but not giving up on you either. And we're talking about that you, whoever that you is in your life, whether it's your children or if it's your husband or if it's some other friendship that's really close, and not giving up on you. You have to really think about, like, what would make you walk away? What would make you throw your hands in the air? I remember my husband, I made this commitment to him. He, when we first got married, he used to dip like Skull, and he's still sneaking. He thinks I know. Yes, just in case you're listening, I know you're sneaking. So he sneaks and dips now, but he's supposed to stop, right? Mm-hmm. And so I remember saying, he's such a wonderful, wonderful man, right? And so I said, I will never bug him about giving up Skull, right? Oh, you know I'm in Texas talking about Skull, right? And so I said, I'm not going to complain about that. I'm not going to, like, if that's the worst thing that he ever does, I'm not going to complain about that. And so one day I wake up and there is Skull in my hair. You talking about what? Okay, that's right in a plug. You just got to know. You have to be from somewhere where people dip and do horses and everything else. This, I wake up and I'm like going, oh my God, what is my hair? What is this? And it is in my hair. Oh my gosh, I wanted to choke him. Are you? Yes. I wanted to choke this man. Yes. This stuff is in my hair. And so I start ranting and raving and I let Skull in my hair become this really big thing. Now I know that some sisters listening to this, we put in some time and some money into our stuff, right? Hello, somebody. But if that was the worst that he ever did, I was in a good place. Now, when it's stuff that he does that I know just like a bunch of foolishness, but I know that God has something greater for him, I have found that it is, we'll quickly see the outcome that we're looking for when I am in it 110 with him. If your mate has to struggle to get there on their own, 9 times out of 10, they can't get there. But when we partner up, I mean really partner up, like in our hearts and our minds, and we become their advocate, we will be able to see the outcome in which you're looking for. I remember at the beginning of, it wasn't the very beginning of our relationship because we had a few kids. We have 5 children, so this is at the beginning. But I remember when we started having children, two of them, I was like touring. I was still traveling and touring. And so I remember that it was coming to an end, not like completely over, but I knew I was needed more at home. His work schedule, what I needed to do there with our kids and where we lived, we didn't have anyone that we could, you know, just leave our kids with. And I remember the Lord speaking to my heart and telling me it was my time to sit on the shelf. That means, like, you know, I was out front. I'm the one that's in the limelight. I'm the one that's doing all the cool stuff. And he's saying, your season's about to stop for a moment. I'm going to put you on a shelf. And in this season, I'm going to help. I want you to give 110 into helping your husband's dream come to pass. That was a perfect moment for me to not only give up on myself, but to give up on him, to think, oh my goodness, if God is moving me, then I might not ever get the opportunity to be able to get back out there. People will forget your name really fast. But you know what? I made up my mind. If one of us breaks through, if one of us ends up with our dream, the possibility of the other dream coming true is even greater. Look, I'm going to have to take a break in just a second, but I don't know what it is or who you're standing with and having. I mean, it's like driving you crazy because it seems like you're having more hope for their dream than they are. I want to tell you, don't give up. Keep on coaching, keep on pushing, keep on believing. There's nothing like when you have stood and you're able to see the manifestation of the thing that you have been believing for. Don't give up on you. Don't give up on me. We'll be right back in a few seconds. You are listening to Refresh. I'm Regina Johnson, your host. The word of God is true. And if he says that he will never leave us, if he says that he is perfecting the things concerning us, then you best believe that he is. We serve an awesome God who loves us more than we could ever imagine. So to my brothers and my sisters, let's gut it up. Because the outcome is going to be great.
Don't miss Refresh with Pastor Regina Johnson. Every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central.
Quick question. What is your kryptonite? You know, kryptonite, like from the Superman movie. Little pieces of krypton that will fall to the earth and then Superman will come in contact with it. Kryptonite. Okay. Small pieces of your past falling into your future, robbing you of your destiny. Kryptonite? What is yours? Is it a person down the street you know so conveniently always is willing to remind you of who you used to be before you were redeemed? Or is it the memory of a place where you were broken when you were young? A bad marriage? Bad circumstances? I mean, I don't know. Today, I want you to identify what is your kryptonite. Once you grab hold of it, you reduce it to nothingness. Because the season of living a defeated life is over. It's time for us to live unstoppable lives.
To order Unstoppable You by Regina Johnson, go to Lulu.com, Google Books, and Amazon.
Hey guys, I want to welcome you back to Refresh. If you've not been listening to the show, you have missed out on a great moment. But you can gather, just glean this last little bit. We're talking about never giving up on ourselves. But most importantly, not giving up on others either. We have journeyed through this life where sometimes, you know what, it's easier for us to cheer for other people and not cheer for ourselves. Or it is hard for us to believe for ourselves and believe for others. Today, we're telling you to not only to believe for yourself, but to believe for others. Those of you that are in marriages or have children, sometimes we get so caught up in others' dreams and visions that we lose sight of our own. And then sometimes it's our time to be the cheerleader for that one that's in your house, for your family, your husband, your child. And that's okay. Let me tell you something. I believe that if we're both pushing, if we're all pushing, that we can all get there. In our household, we have this, we firmly believe if one can break through the door, the rest of us will follow. So we're everybody's cheerleader. We're pushing each other because if we give up on ourselves, excuse me, if we give up on ourselves, if we give up on each other, then we lose. No one wins. Hey, look, I have a guest here today. Her name is Chantrell Washington. She's discussing with us about a time in her life where she gave up on her dream, but now she's back in it. But I also want to invite my engineer into the show, Tasha Sterling. Hey, Tasha, we're talking about, you know, not giving up on yourself. So I want you to give me an example of when you almost gave up.
Okay.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. So a good example would be when I was younger, I got out the military. I was active duty for the first time. And I was young. I was 21. I just had a child. She was 9 months. I was married. Didn't know anything about being married.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to go to school to be a teacher.
Okay.
And I wanted to go to a four-year college and do what they call ROTC and become an officer mm-hmm. while I'm pursuing my teaching degree.
Right.
That was my dream. Because I wanted to go in the reserves and then teach. My husband was like, I don't know if we could do that financially. Even though I knew I'd get my GI Bill, it would take some time.
Right.
He was like, I prefer that you work. And instead of me pursuing that, like looking into options of ways of working at night or trying to figure it out where I could still be a wife and a mom and draw. My commute would have been about 35 minutes to the school that had the program from
right.
our house, maybe
right.
40,
right.
depending on traffic. But I just went ahead and settled and said,
wow.
okay,
okay,
since you want me to work, that's what I'll do.
Let me ask you this question. When you decided to do that, how did it make you feel on the inside?
I felt awful. And then I got mad because I'm like, you have your bachelor's, you have your degree,
right.
but I can't, you're not going to put me and help me pursue my dream and not let me get my degree. And I'm pushing you for, he wasn't even using his degree. He was going to get into computers and he was taking certifications and I was always his cheerleader.
Right.
But I just felt horrible. Like I need you to help me do this for all of us so we can all be better. And then I would go to my job because I ended up getting a good job. I was
right.
a security guard, but I was bitter all the time. I was mad. I didn't want to be there because
right.
that wasn't the dream. That wasn't what I had deep down on the inside, to do.
So, okay, so the dream, it lay dormant on the inside of you for quite some time. And then what happened?
Well, now another opportunity has came, and now I have my bachelor's degree.
Mm-hmm.
And I am studying to actually take my certificate to become a teacher.
You're not actually just working on your bachelor's. You already have your bachelor's, and
right.
you are working on your master's.
Yeah.
Get out of here. How much longer do you have before you get your master's?
I have about...
And I need you to slow down, by the way. Okay, go ahead.
I have about half a year left.
Oh, my goodness, I'm sick. Okay. So, no, really. And actually, I'm super proud of you. And you challenge me. You actually challenge me. I look around the room and I'm like going, I will have my doctor before these suckers have theirs. I promise you that we are not going down that path. So you made up your mind. Unfortunately, the marriage didn't. It died off.
It
right?
did die. Yeah.
it died, but your dream did not die.
It did not die.
It did not die.
No.
Oh, wow. And so now you're getting ready to take your test.
I am getting ready.
Right.
To
right.
And it taught me a lot. Like, I watch me now support my daughter more with her
okay.
dream.
With her dream.
And
yeah.
not try to be the dream
killer.
Killer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. 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 Let's talk about that. Dream killers. Chantrell, have you ever had, and I know you're not the dream killer, old silly goose. So, okay, but we've had dream killers in our lives, right?
Yes.
And what does that look like when you have a dream killer in your life?
Just constantly being negative. You go to them, tell them what you want to do, and they have 50,000 reasons why you shouldn't
why
do
you shouldn't
it or why
done.
You can't do it or
right.
why maybe they saw somebody that tried to do it that couldn't do it and it didn't work out for them. And
right.
then, so you're like, okay, well, maybe I can do it.
Right.
Maybe I
right.
shouldn't do it. And you end up talking yourself out of it because of what they said.
Right.
I mean, and but if you kind of wise up. I've wised up and just stopped telling certain people what
right.
I'm going to do
what
or
I'm
how
gonna
I want to do it.
Yeah.
Because I already know what's coming.
You know what? That's funny that you said that because I'm one of those people, like, if something good happens, I want to tell everybody. If an opportunity is coming, I want to share it with the world. I want the world to know. I know. And then you get beat up and you're over there looking crazy. Like, why in the world would I ever tell them? There's this one group. I used to always have friends. I would tell them all the good stuff that was happening. And probably within a week, it would go bad. And then I would say, no. Oh, but it's so, you know, that's so weird. Every time I share something with them, because I noticed it happening like more than once, like over and over and over again. And so I'd share it with them. And then the next thing you know, it would go bad. Finally, I learned my lesson. I'm like, going, you know what? I'm going to quit telling them. I don't know what they're saying. I don't know what they're believing or what they're speaking. And I'm a firm believer that, you know what? You have to be careful what you speak out of your mouth, that we are creative beings and we do create things with our words. I think that if you're all negative Nancy, always had something negative to say, that your life is going to produce negativity. And so to get shocked when things don't go well in your life, you just pretty much spoke it into the atmosphere. And I know some people think that's doing a little bit much, but truly, I have seen that. So what I've learned to do is, you know what, just put a lid on it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't even worry about it. Just keep it to yourself and keep moving. Just keep it to yourself and keep moving. All right. So Tasha, just kind of like some words. I know we're like down to about the last probably, you know, 7 or 8 minutes, right? I want you to talk to that female that's so afraid to take that step.
Okay, so sometimes it can be scary to step out, but if you never try, or there's always a way. I'm learning that. I'm learning there is, if you have kids, there's always daycares or people in your life that you can ask for help. You shouldn't just take no as the first answer. You should research it out. Look up the schools. Maybe there's other programs. Like now I go online for school. So there's always other options. It may not be your first option, but there's other things. You don't have to just take no for an answer, or because someone in your family didn't do it, or it doesn't look like anything you've ever seen done before. It doesn't mean that it's not possible. It just may take more work or more research on your end. And being a single mom, sometimes it could be difficult when you have to find childcare, but it is possible.
Right.
You see single moms rising to the top all the time, women,
making
big, bold moves and have families and kids. You know, it just takes more juggling than it may.
But it's doable.
It is doable.
But if you give up on you, you will never know that it was doable.
Yeah, that was possible.
When you first, I actually was able to see, like, up close when you came out. You came out of the military. When you were trying to get out, everybody was telling you about all the bad stuff that would happen, right?
Right.
But you kept on pressing, right?
Right.
Yeah, yeah. And it wasn't easy. It wasn't
easy. No, it's still not easy, but I'm watching God put it all together, put the pieces together, and that it's possible. And I'm watching it even in my child. She's seeing things being answered, and prayers we're praying, and even godly connections and people in our lives that support us and, you know, help support our dream, and that it's possible, that it doesn't matter what other people say or tell you or what their story was. That was the big thing. Everybody
had
tried
a story.
They had a story. They tried to get out.
And it wasn't a good story.
It was not a good story. It was pretty scary.
Right.
But that doesn't have to be my story.
That does not have to be your story. As a matter of fact, most of them that were telling you not to really had not made the proper preparations to even leave. Is that true?
Right. And they didn't have any other education to fall back onto. They really didn't have any other dreams or goals. I had other things and visions in place that I wanted to pursue besides the military.
Sidebar. Isn't that funny that people that don't have a vision are the main ones trying to kill your vision?
That's crazy.
I remember this story. There was a gentleman that came to our church, and he was telling his testimony how a guy who was on a bicycle was telling him he didn't need all those drugs for his business. And this guy didn't know. I'm like, listen to him tell this story. He's giving this testimony. He goes, yeah. He goes, and I remember this guy. He's telling me, you don't need to get another truck. You don't need any trucks. And I'm like going, okay. And I don't know how the subject came up. Like, and what kind of truck did he get? He listened to me. He goes, he didn't. He was riding a bike. Isn't that just like that? Someone will tell you what you cannot do, and they are on a bike. They're telling you you don't need a car, but they're on a bike. They're telling you they don't need a house, and they're living under a bridge. You're like going, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Right.
So, Chantrell, I'm going to let you go ahead, and if you could just share what is on your heart, something you could share with that young lady or that guy or whoever that is just in the process. I mean, their life is nothing more but give up. And you're saying, you know what, it's time for you to rise up.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I just say don't give up, because you never know who's paying attention, who's watching you, who's waiting to see you do it so that they can do it.
Mm-hmm.
So that they can go after what it is that they want to go after. Because believe it or not, somebody's always watching. That's one of the reasons why I haven't been giving up on what I'm doing now. Because somebody's watching, and there's so many people that want to see me do it. I mean, and I feel like what I'm trying
to
do.
Wait a minute. Hold on one second. You're saying now that you're trying, you have found you have a support system?
I do.
Are you kidding me?
Yes, like five people.
Hey, I don't see you. I'm saying like one person, but
no.
I'm glad that at least you found like five people that were standing in that, and they're supporting you.
There's people in my corner.
Yeah,
you know?
Awesome.
And so you never know who's watching, who's waiting to see you step out so they can step out.
Wow, that's incredible. That's absolutely incredible. So then you'll be able to tell the next person that gets ready to go, and people start telling them, hey, look, it's not going to work out. That it can work
it can.
Out.
Go ahead and do it.
Hey, look, I'm gonna close out right here, but I want to say, you know what? We have plenty of opportunities that are gonna come our way to give up. plenty of opportunities for us to give up on our family and give up on our children. But what I'm going to say is, if you don't stand for you and if you don't stand for yours, no one else will. Just imagine what it will be like if we can watch it to the very end. If we can stand there supporting, believing, trusting that it's going to come and become what they have hoped or what they were dreaming for, or what you have hoped and what you're dreaming for. Hey, look. I have a ton of dreams that are still out there that I believe that can manifest. There is one, I'm not going to share it though, but it's almost like kind of funny. I would say to myself, oh, you're too old to even think about doing that. But you know what? I did it once when I was younger and I want to do it again. I want to do it again. As well as there's some other places that I want to see my face show up at. I'm not going to give up on me. And so today, I'm going to challenge you not to give up on you. Can I just say a quick prayer with those of you? Hey, look, that are listening, Heavenly Father, I want to thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do. And for every lie that the enemy has told that said that we cannot get there, that we will not see it, that our dreams are just fairy tales. Father God, I come against that right now. I ask, Lord God, that today you empower my brothers and sisters to take that big leap of faith and begin to see all that you have promised them. Let them know the dreams that are on the inside of them, you gave them to them. And so if you gave them, you will cause it to manifest. Father, we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Hey, look, if you're just tuning in, I am so sorry, but you have tuned in to Refresh. I'm Regina Johnson, and I'm going to invite you to please just join me every Sunday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, 7 p.m. Eastern. Also, I'd like to invite you quickly to my Facebook, Twitter, Instagram view also. I have a great book that I want to encourage you to get. It is called Unstoppable You. Almost went blank. Unstoppable You. But it's a great read, and I'm not telling you to get it because it's mine. Also, hey, go on our Facebook page. We are having a backpack giveaway. I got 20 seconds, so I got to hurry up and get you to do it. Please go on there. Look us up on NHISG. Sponsor this backpack. I give away 500 free backpacks to kids that are in need. Hey, look, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We're out of this show right now. Love you. See you on next Sunday. You've been listening to Refresh.